The controversy over Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act is continuing at the State House this year. Legislators will consider whether to add civil rights protections for sexual orientation and gender identity to the state's constitution. It's an issue Governor Mike Pence did not address until his State of the State address this week. And as WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, his stance has some Hoosiers gearing up for another battle over a familiar issue.
Jean Smith spends a lot of her spare time sewing.
This is like my fourth sewing machine. I finally got one that I haven't broken.
She's sitting at her kitchen table, working on repairing the frayed sleeve of a beloved black cycling jacket with rainbow trim. Smith's worn it for decades.
I've had this jacket for probably 30 or 35 years. My Italian wool cycling jacket.
But she hasn't always felt as comfortable in her own skin as she does when she's wearing that coat.
I knew I was transgender at 5 years old, and I came out of the closet at 55 years old.
It took Smith so long to come out because she was afraid. She overcame that obstacle and is now living happily in Bloomington. But she's worried about how the ongoing conversation at the State House could impact other members of the transgender community.
You know, they're trying to keep us second-class citizens. They want to believe that their religious rights trump our rights as human beings.
Smith and Hoosiers across the state anxiously waited to hear Governor Mike Pence weigh in on the issue after months of silence. During his State of the State address this week, Pence said he will support civil rights legislation, but only if it doesn't infringe on religious liberty.
I will not support any bill that diminishes the religious freedom of Hoosiers or interferes with the constitutional rights of our citizens to live out their beliefs in worship, service, or work.
Several bills are being introduced during this year's short session that Republicans think would strike that balance. Republican Senator Travis Holdman has proposed two bills that would prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, with exceptions for religious institutions. But his latest proposal doesn't include protections for gender identity.
We remove the transgender issue because that whole issue is still unsettled law. Related to that was this whole restroom, shower room issue, which was really causing a lot of confusion, I think, in the hallway, back in the districts with constituents and with our own members, saying we don't understand what kind of rules that's going to set us up for.
One of those bathroom proposals would make it illegal for people to knowingly use single-sex restrooms not designated for their biological sex. A second proposal would require bathrooms in schools to be designated for use by only one sex. Under his most recent civil rights proposal, Holdman would move discussion of transgender issues, including the bathroom bills, to a summer study committee.
We make that a topic of an interim study committee so that that issue and those folks would have center stage. There's no other topic to be discussed when we talk about that transgender issue.
We don't send transgender people to be studied, nor do we really need to study this bathroom issue.
That's Jennifer Wagner, the communications director for Freedom Indiana. The grassroots group is working with Democrats to push for what they say is the only bill that would provide equal non-discrimination protections for all Hoosiers. It's a solution they call four words and a comma.
Include sexual orientation, comma, gender identity in the state civil rights law. That has not happened to be the course that Senate leadership has chosen to follow.
But with a Republican-dominated state house, odds are that legislation won't get a hearing. Jean Smith is glad people across the state are talking about these issues. But some of the proposals being floated at the State House have her wondering if Hoosier hospitality is just a myth.
If this bathroom bill is the first time I've ever in my life thought, I got to get out of this state. If this would become the law of the state of Indiana, I would close my shop and I would move.
Lawmakers have until mid-March to get through their ambitious agenda. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.